Proverbs chapter 3, it says, "No, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him." And then it goes on to that portion where it says, "On the Lord with thy substance," in verse 9. God wants us to do things with understanding. When we understood that we can heal by using our authority, we began using our authority, didn't we? When we understood that we could speak in tongues, the wonderful works of God, we began to speak in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we start to understand that we prosper through our giving, that's the way God has set it up for us. That as we honor him, the act of worship, then he will multiply our seeds sown and increase the fruits of our righteousness. And we give to him because we know that he's our sufficiency in all things, that we're not sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is from him, so that we can abound to every good work. It really, God wants you to understand. He wants you to be informed, and he doesn't want you misinformed in every area concerning life and living, but especially when in this area of giving and receiving, because it's for your blessing. Everything that God does in your life and he wants you to do, you will always benefit first. Don't forget, we don't forget the benefits of God. And when we honor God, when we do the things that he wants us to do, like even asking, "How much would you have me give?" You know, we do it with God. Everything's to be done with God. It's not to be done through compulsion. It's not to be done through misunderstanding or fear, because the ministers are encouraging it. And like Jason mentioned, this other guy, you know, he says, you know, people give their money to the devil. They sow their seed to the devil in their football games and whatever other activities they are. But when it comes to honoring God, and don't forget, it's honoring God. You're not honoring the minister, you're honoring God. So these things are just so important. So this topic has been, like, you know, I mentioned it last week because someone mentioned about giving and stuff. But I don't really like to talk about this topic because I know the mindset could be, "Oh, he's in it for the money, he's talking about giving again." But really, this is so important. It's just as important as speaking in tongues. But I also shared with Jason in the week, it's not just about understanding that, but God wants us to understand about stewardship. We are called stewards. We're stewards of the mystery, we're stewards of the gospel, and we should be stewards of our finances. "He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful in that which is much." Also read Luke chapter 6. And if God's people really get on this subject for themselves, find out for yourself about honouring God. And God also shows you where you give. He shows you that through Paul's epistles. And he'll show you where to honour and give. You know, so like where you're being fed and where you're being encouraged is where, biblically and accurately, you should give. And God can also direct your heart to give where he wants. So like for me, anything that I receive, immediately I put my portion aside. And I put that aside, that is God's. And once I've done my giving, my initial sowing my seed, God might put it in my heart to bless somebody else or to help somebody else in a situation. I do that also. And you can put it in whatever category you want, you know, abundance or... The most important thing is to give to God. I wasn't going to even talk about this. I had something else in mind, but I will go to that. But I just want to carry on this part because this is important. Just as much as important of preaching the gospel of Christ, because it's all a part of the gospel. Matthew chapter 6 verse 19 says, "Lay not up for yourself treasure upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourself treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust does corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. For where your treasure," that word treasure could be thoughts, right, is "there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. No material wealth and possessions, the things in this world. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. Oh, if I give, I'm going to be lacking. What you shall eat, what you shall drink. Well, if I give, I won't be able to get those nice bits and pieces I want in. You know, that's the wrong kind of mindset. Nor your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, they sow not, they don't worry, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Question. Yes, you are. Which of you, by taking thought, you know, by thinking about all these, worrying about all these things, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for your raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say unto you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that what you have need of, that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So like God says, seek him first. Seek him first in all these areas. It's not just one area we seek him, but is in everything in life and living. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. You know, when we're worrying about money and giving, and there's no faith there. We're just going to keep getting the same cycle. And I was sharing, I had a couple of believers come see me today, and the subject again about this giving and receiving come up. And I said, look, you know, when I began, I used to think, why should I give to that person? Or why should I give to this money? They got loads of money. I need the bloody money. I need my knees met. You know, that was my mind in it. You know, why should I let this guy here get rich? You know, because like he's getting money from everywhere. But it's a wrong mindset. It's a wrong mindset, you know. And I said, when I began, and I began, you know, I got to the scriptures, I started to understand about it. When me and Kim decided, because we were both like that, me and Kim, but when we decided that we were going to do it, man, God blessed me straight away, even before I sowed a penny. And so it's being systematic. And sometimes, maybe not, you know, like you think, well, I've given, I haven't really seen anything, but you're expecting. You know, you've got to expect. It's there for your blessing. It's there for your prosperity. So these things, you know, is just so important. And one thing that really blessed me, and I have to mention it, is that when I went to India, Sandgate had a video recorded. You can find it on YouTube. And Taylor Overby done the video. And he asked him how he operated the things, how the things were growing. And Sandgate really highlighted this point on honouring God. And so what they would do over there, so say like someone was starting their fellowship, they were doing really well, the fellowship was growing, but he didn't have enough to go full time as a minister. Sandgate would support that minister until those people were honouring God. And when there was enough finances, that person was free to go full time with God. And then Sandgate said, all I asked you to do, the person that he was helping, once you're free, then you just abundantly share back to me so I can help another person go full time. So, you know, we can see just from that there that the finances are very important in moving the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's not so that we lavish it upon ourselves, but that our needs are met, that we don't have the concern to think about the money, that we know that God is our sufficiency. And God wants us to trust him. See, it's not that we trust in the money. No, God will provide for us. We've had people give and support our ministry, then go away. But God is still, he's called me to do this. So he's going to provide for me. I got no doubt. And we've had many people turn away, and then we've had new people come, but somehow God seems to keep providing for us. And I know it's because I also honour my God. You know, I honour God with my substance and the first fruits of my increase, of my all my increase, not just this or that. We get different blessings come in, so we just give it to God, because I know that it's God that is meeting my needs. So anyway, whether you like this subject or not, it's being spoken about, and God wants it highlighted for your blessing first and foremost. And what I would do and encourage anyone that's not sure, go to the scriptures. The scriptures show you clearly. And if you're not understanding the scripture, you know, ask God first. Go to God first. Ask him to open the scriptures and show you what is beneficial and right to do before you. Seeking God first. You know, what is it, God? What is this thing about giving? You need to show me, Father, from the scriptures. This is what I've done when I went to God honestly. And God will show you. If you're serious, he will show you. You know, we go to God, how do I get healed? And God shows you right here. Bring people into your life and build your faith to the point that you can receive healing. How do I move your word? God will provide everything that you ask him for. What about the era of giving and receiving, guys? You know, this is important to see the word of God multiply and grow. You know, and God is the one that gives the increase, but he expects us to do our part. And with understanding, this is the most important thing. And what I was going to share was that, you know, we are seated from a position of authority. You know, we are seated in a position of authority. So we enter from a position, we work from the position of rest. The work that we do is what God gives us to do. And God reminded me of that scripture in Galatians chapter 2. You know, if we're going to do and move for God, let's do it in every area. And this is what Paul says in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20 to 21. He says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. His old man nature is crucified in Christ. His body's still alive, but his old man nature is crucified with Christ. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. So you've got Christ in you, the hope of glory, the greatest treasure ever given to man. And the life which I now live, as a believer, as born again, in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God, the favor of God. For if righteousness came by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. See, before we got born again, we would work out everything for ourselves. We would make our own systems of living. Okay, but now we got a new man nature. God says we're to walk in newness of life. You know, it says there's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law and sin and death. We're not under the law and sin and death. The law and sin and death is what entered into the world when Adam and Eve fell. And Jesus Christ brought it back, the original state back for us spiritually, right? So that the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from that law and sin and death. When sickness hits, then we use our authority. We're seated at the right hand side of God. We're heirs of God. We're joint heirs with Christ. It says in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost of power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. We've got dunamis, we got Holy Spirit. And it says in Romans 8:14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. Jesus was led by the Spirit of God. He done what the Father put in his heart to do. Now we're to do that. Jesus prayed for laborers. How do I know he prayed for laborers? Because he wouldn't tell someone to do something he didn't do himself. Matthew chapter 9 in verse 35, you know, he says, the fields are white unto the harvest, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore to the Lord of the harvest that he would send out, throw out the laborers. So, you know, if we want to see anything increase in our life, we go to God first. Increase of laborers, increase of finance, in health, in fellowships. We need to go to God first, but we need to be led by the Holy Spirit of God.
Amen.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's God breathed, and it's profitable for doctrine, how to believe rightly, for reproof when we're not believing rightly, for correction, which is back to believing rightly. The scriptures, the written word, the writings are there for us to see, and to see how God worked with his people, how he moved in the life of those that were filled with Holy Spirit of God. And these guys, what did they do? They walked by the Spirit of God. What did they do? They spoke by the Spirit of God. You know, that's another great subject. I encourage anyone to do a word study on the phrase, the Word of God. Do a study on the scripture, the word graphe, scriptures. Do a study on logos and rhema. You'll get to see that the Word of God is what comes out of your mouth. The Word is in your heart and it's in your mouth. God wants you to speak. Let him give you the words to speak. Doesn't mean to say we neglect the scriptures, because we don't. Anyone that's walking by the Spirit of God will go to the scriptures. But the scriptures come alive when God opens them up to us.
Amen.
We're either going to carry on continuing the doctrines and traditions of men, or we're going to allow God to work in us. Right? God is not a respecter of persons. Yes, there's gift ministers, there's apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers. They're to perfect the saints. But that doesn't mean to make a saint less than a gift minister, because that saint has the same Spirit of God as a gift minister, just that their functions are different, right? Mm-hmm. Now, gift ministers are there to perfect the saints, to talk about walking by the Spirit, to talk about speaking by the Spirit, to talk about honouring God with their substance, to talk about ministering with the power of God. Paul was led by the Spirit of God. He didn't do nothing from his flesh. He didn't decide to go into Macedonia. God showed him in a dream that someone was praying. So God wants you to walk by the Spirit. Galatians, what happened in Galatians? The Jewish Christians, they come along and said to these guys, look, you know, you've got to continue in the law of Moses. You've got to practice these things. And what did Paul say? You began in the Spirit. Who did bewitch you? All right?
Mm-hmm.
Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? The truth of what? The truth, what God says. What God was given to Paul. That, where did Paul get this revelation from? He didn't get it from the scriptures. He got it by Jesus Christ. You've got Christ in you, the hope of glory. Praise God. God can work in you just like he worked in Paul. What's your faith? What's your believing to that? We can decide that we're going to follow the traditions of men, or we're going to be moved and led by the Spirit of God. And yes, you'll get people try and discourage you. But when you're going to God, when your dependency is upon him, when you decide to speak forth boldly to whoever is in front of you, what God wants you to speak, then faith will come to the people to really move. Then things will really move. God will go to work on your words. And listen, you're not going to get many friends when you start saying what God wants you to say. You're going to have a lot of opposition. And we've added up. Look how many different doctrines there are in this world. Look how many different doctrines are there. Even amongst the believers we know and we've been raised in the Word with, right? Look how many different factions there are. You need that Spirit of God. That is your navigation system. Right, the Spirit of God will show you what the scriptures mean. It will rightly divide it for you. When you go to God with an honest and pure heart, he will open up and show you. Anyone that has a desire to know the truth on a certain given subject in the scriptures, God will open it up to you when you are humble, when you are meek, and you say, Father, please teach me. Jesus said that you need no man teach you. Why? Because you're going to get the Spirit of God, right? We got it. Go and look at those records. Look what Jesus said. In fact, look at all the, if you go through your Bibles, look at all the red writing in the Bible. And that is where Jesus spoke, right? They do that in the King James Version. They highlight all his words in red.
Mm-hmm.
How many times did he quote the Old Testament scriptures? Or how many times did he speak what God was putting in his heart to speak? He referred to Old Testament scriptures and records. Look at the Sermon on the Mount and the Sermon on the Plain. Where did those words come from? Where were those words written in the Old Testament? Can you see what I'm saying? Is that there is a balance. And God really, now, look, if you want to see the things happen, if you really want to see it grow, like the book of Acts and the day of Pentecost, then we got to come back to God, the fountain of living water. Right, Jeremiah 2:13 says, my people have forsaken the scriptures. It doesn't say that. It says, my people have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and have hewed out their own cisterns which can hold no water. Right? It's so very simple, guys. Now's the time to take a stand for the one true God. Allow him to work in you. Allow him to speak by your mouth. See, the word of God is the gospel. The word of God is the gospel. What he puts in your mouth, what is inspired in your spirit and comes through your mouth, is the word of God. And I've been going through some scriptures and looking through this phrase, and you'll see it. The gospel is the gospel of God. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's not just the gospel of Christ, it's the gospel of God. Go and have a look at what it says in the scriptures, what the gospel is. So it's very powerful, guys. You know, God is working in you, and God is working in me, and we operate from the right-hand side of God in Christ Jesus. That is our seated position. That means God does the work in through the Christ in us. You are complete. You lack absolutely nothing. But to start to manifest these spiritual blessings that God has spoken into our life from Ephesians 1:3, God has spoken blessings into your life. He's already called what you are. We just need to come into agreement, guys. And if we want to manifest these spiritual blessings, then we got to, you know, orientate ourselves to the Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Right? He is our Lord. He is our Master. And we got to orientate ourselves to them. We got to believe God. We got to believe Jesus Christ. And we got to believe in ourselves that God is working in us. You are righteous and you are justified. You are sanctified. You are redeemed. You've got the ministry of deliverance and reconciliation. And God has given you the word of reconciliation. Look it up in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. You've got the ministry of reconciliation and you've got the word of reconciliation. See, the gospel of Christ is quick, powerful and sharp. It's living. And God is working in you. I went to town on Monday. I had to take Kim to work to pick up her work van. And then I come back and I just felt inspired to go into town. And I went into town and I looked into this nice clothes shop that I like. I didn't buy anything. I just went in there. I like looking at the clothes. I like to believe God for certain things and for him to provide those things for me. And that's how I live. I live like that. Father, I like this. And then he always provides it for me. And I was in there just looking around and I got chatting to this guy. He's 47 and he runs the shop. And God just put it in my heart. He put a compassion in my heart just to speak to him. I knew that it was God. And I don't just speak to anyone now. I let God open the doors. I let God lead me. And my God, this guy, after 45 minutes, was literally nearly in tears. You could see the change on his face, the expression. He was meek and humble. People are so hungry for God. They don't know they're hungry until you put food before them. But God wants you to be led by him. You know, Philip, he didn't decide to go and join himself to a eunuch. He was instructed by the Holy Spirit to go and join himself to the eunuch. And then what happened? The guy was reading the scripture. He couldn't understand it. He couldn't understand what that record meant. But someone with the Spirit of God, someone that was walking with God, opened up the scriptures to him. See, anyone can read the Bible. Anyone can make that Bible say what they want it to say. And that's why you've got so many different doctrines. Everyone wants to be a leader. Everyone wants to be the right one. But we are already right before God. We're in the presence of the Most High God. We got direct access to him. God says, come to me. Use me. Come to me, the fountain of living water, the living God. And let me direct your hearts. I'll take you straight to the hungry people. I'll take you straight to the ready fields where people are crying out to know me. because God knows the heart of men, we don't. But God can reveal those hearts of men to us, and he can show us where to go, just like a metal detector. He can take us right to the gold. He can take us right to the gold, baby. And that gold, when that nugget is found, God then takes it and purifies it with his Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Man, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God. Be led by God. Walk by that Spirit of God. Don't neglect the Scriptures. Go to them as God shows you. Let God show you. Jason was inspired to go to the Scriptures concerning giving and receiving, concerning honouring God. And God, look at what he shared. It was fantastic what he shared there on that. Why? Because God gave him the understanding. He was doing it. He was doing it with part understanding, but he wanted to know more. And there's lots more we can know from God about healing. God is not limited to just us commanding something, you know. He can do anything. I've heard of testimonies where there's been fires at the top of a mountain, and a believer in India or in Nepal, I think it was India, there was a fire, and she just closed her eyes. There was no way she could get out of this fire. She closed her eyes, prayed to God, and when she opened her eyes, she was at the bottom of the mountain, away from the fire. We've limited God.
Amen.
God can do anything. He's the God of the impossible, baby. But we got to get some balls and start doing it right. And we got to be bold in what we're saying, not worrying if someone walks away from us. Listen, people will walk away from you anyway. If they're not, if they're not of you, then they'll go away from you. But we got to be bold. And we got to remember that we got a lively, living hope. We got the Spirit of the Most High God, and we can give him great praise. And, you know, we got so much to be thankful for God. This is the praise. This is also praise, what I'm saying. I'm praising the Most High God because I'm allowing him to speak through my mouth. And we just need to do this. We need to be doing this, guys. Seriously. There is a difference. That's where the authority is. That's your authority. You are seated in a position of authority. The authority is released when you open your mouth at the direction of God. When you go somewhere at the direction of God. This is the authority we have. So that's